Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Get to your headlines here, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose for over 1,300 new Hyundai miles inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. The Oklahoma City Thunder are your NBA champions. They win in Game 7 yesterday, SGA. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was your Finals MVP. And Tyrese Haliburton lost to a non-contact injury, believed to be a torn Achilles. Absolutely brutal.
Yep.
Marlins salvaged their series finale against the Braves. They won 5-3. Sandman got the win, so good for him. Kyle Stowers went deep for the first time in forever. Inter Miami returns action tonight in Club World Cup play against Pummy Harris. Is that how I say that?
Oh, my God.
I don't know
how
to say that.
Oh, I can already feel the text messages coming in.
Is it going to be Solana like in 2 seconds?
It's correctly pronounced.
Palmeiras? Is that how I say it? Because it's Brazilian, right?
Let's get him even
Brazilian
more.
With the R's, H's. I was trying to go into a fight with.
Palmeiras.
That's going to be. But is that off. R and H? Palmeiras?
No. I have no clue.
I can't even say, I don't even want to try to say that.
Whatever we say is going to be wrong, and it's going to bother them more.
I'm sorry.
You can do
9 o'clock tonight is when that gets going.
You can do like I do.
Well, Shogun, he spells his last name R-U-A, but it's Hua.
Hua!
That's Hua. Shogun Hua. So, like, I just want him, you know, whatever. You know what?
See, but here's the thing.
They're not going to be happy no matter what.
Your fight game information is so much better. On the state.
Even in this sense.
You can go to internationality. He ain't messing up a fight name.
Yeah. Well, look, even in this sense, he tried to adapt the fight stuff to this story. Like, is it the same? Is the R the same?
Doesn't matter. Just go Pinks.
Go Pinks. We're still in that tourney, huh? The one you didn't respect.
Palmeiras?
Wow, that sucks. Doesn't sound foreign at all.
I don't know.
But do you know that or are you guessing?
Hey. I mean, I went on Google and checked.
It's okay, because if a Latino says it, then that means we are off the...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If anything, I'll take the blame. Blame it on me.
Get it together, Figgy.
Because, I mean, I would like to say Marcos, but you about as Latino
Marcos
as me.
Is...
If I try to pronounce that in Spanish, I'm going to say a curse word. Palami. Yeah.
But again, you about as Latin as me.
Okay, but it's not, and this is also not Latin. It would be Portuguese. That's why I think it's different.
Miércoles. That's Wednesday.
That's Spanish.
Biblioteca.
Minus one.
Third. Tough crowd.
Minus one.
I kind of wish you said that meant.
While we're taking things on the chin, by the way, that Kendall Lamb quote I read may have been fake.
Whoa! Hold on, dude. Hold on.
I apologize. It may have been fake.
Wait. How many times on this show has he said these words?
No way he just did that.
Hey, man, I think you got got.
I think I got got.
By the internet.
You want to know why I think I got got?
Why is that?
Who the hell would fake a Kendall Lamb quote?
That is...
Who would do that?
How could you do that?
Who would do that?
Wait. So let me ask you a question.
I think it may be fake.
What outlet did you hear it from?
I saw it on, to be truthful, I saw it on the Twitter account Finn's Extra, who usually does a good job of getting stuff. And they just said ESPN. I was like, all right, checks. But I was like, but I'm like looking for the source. No. Hold on. I know you're going to read the comment. Just hear me out.
Okay.
Because you can't take Twitter's, I'm looking for the source. I can't find the original article where it's from. I like went on ESPN. I went on the Eagles page. I don't see it.
Nah, you got off.
I'm just saying. Now. I think it may be fake. I don't know that it's fake, but I think I may have gotten got. If I didn't, look, it's a very believable quote.
Yeah.
It's also from the most random player known to man. So, I'm just saying it may be fake.
It may be fake, but it's fake enough for Sports Illustrated to write about it.
Yeah, but. Again, Sports Illustrated gets got by, like, they have AI people writing their articles. So, I just want to know.
What about Yahoo Sports?
Nope. You're doing this. I am not blaming you because, obviously, I am at fault here.
Who's credible, then?
But what I'm
telling. Who do I trust?
You got it. Well, if it's from ESPN, how about ESPN? Could you find it on ESPN?
It doesn't exist.
That's the problem. No. I just want to say I apologize.
And why were they interviewing Kendall Lamb?
That's what got me, though. That's what. Because I was like, who would make up a Kendall Lamb quote? That's why I thought, I was like, oh, that checks.
Wow. Well, did you guys hear what Greg Camarillo said the other day?
What did he say?
See how believable that was? He said nothing.
Wow.
But if you see if he just throw a random name out there.
I just want to.
How did you not see that coming?
For the sake of transparency, just be like, maybe this is a.
He pulled out rando name. That was the funny part. So I was like, ooh, what did he say?
It's like, who didn't learn didn't learn my lesson at all.
Again.
Oh, man.
Hey, so apologize to me because you always get on me for getting got. All the old like to get got. Your ass gets got too.
I'm not going to apologize to you because you almost got roped back in by RMS on our Twitch chat by saying, no, he says it's real. So I'm not going to apologize to you. I've apologized to everybody. Unless it ends up being real, in which case I apologize to absolutely nobody.
Double champ.
The double champ does what he wants.
Okay,
I'm also like not like the Dolphins were like so in my peripherals this week. I was like, oh yeah, like I'm thinking Kevin Durant, I'm thinking Parade, John Jones retired.
Oh, your boy.
He retired before though.
Yeah.
He put out a statement.
So?
Something about not leaving his house for less than
$100,000. Was it a real statement?
It was from his Twitter account, so I can verify that.
Well, the problem with that also is sometimes they got to retire so they don't get tested.
That's true, but I just don't think he wants to fight. He said last week, he's like, I just don't want to fight.
You know what's amazing about him? Even with all the money that he's made and all the big-time fights he's been a part of, he really doesn't show the interest of all the other fighters, right? Like, he's like, nah, I'll fight.
Jukebox says it's on a piece on Yahoo Sports following the Finn's Extra post. I'm pretty sure Yahoo wouldn't pick it up if it wasn't real. See, that's the thing, though, Jukebox. You think they wouldn't, but these websites all copy AI. So, like, here's the thing. Try and find it on ESPN, which I just tried to do, and I couldn't. So I just want to say, I think I got got.
Because nobody at ESPN cares about Kendall Lamb.
Yeah, which is why I want to say, I think I got got. I apologize. I take it on the chin. And also, you know, I'm sorry. But also,
so I've been scrolling through the comments all day, and I want to kick the tires on this.
Okay.
Do you think Tyler Hero was put in a bad spot because his role had to change so much with the whole Jimmy situation that people are kind of discrediting what he can be and what he can do? And how tough was the transition from being sidekick to Batman, which is what they went into every game expecting him to have to score. And he did decent.
I think there's some of that you could paint on him. I think it's also not something he didn't want. I think he wants to be the focal point of the team and the offense and all that type of stuff. And it's not like the first time Tyler Hero's ever led the Heat in shot attempts. He did that his sixth man of the year. So I'll fine. But man, this guy gets he gets a lot of benefit of the doubt on that stuff. Then I think that from my perspective, one of the things I find interesting about this Kevin Durant thing is like, all right, well, what does the organization think about him as their lead guy? I get it. Everybody, the Cavs threw the kitchen sink at him, and he wasn't able to do anything with it. You know, he was.
Well, that's because there's no other options. Like, what happens when, and they tried to do this with SGA,
mm-hmm.
right? But Jay Will just all of a sudden just lit him up.
Right.
So if you don't have that other person that can take some of that pressure off of you, I'm assuming that anybody can get shut down.
Yeah, but that, and that kind of goes to why I'm wondering, like, if you believe that, if you do believe that the guy was in over his head, why wouldn't you give him, why wouldn't you push the chips a little bit more to get him a true relief foul than Kevin Durant?
I don't think he was in over his head. I just think, like,
or overwhelmed, okay, or whatever, or outmatched, whatever.
I'm just saying this. When you don't have any other options, any other reliable, dependable scores mm-hmm. on your team, and the team locks down your primary score,
mm-hmm.
right? Unless somebody else steps up, this is how it's going to look. And for so many games, nobody ever stepped up. So now everybody's talking about them shutting Tyler Hero down. When you look at all the other teams, when they shut down their star, they had other options. What were the Heat's other reliable options?
Yeah, nobody stepped up for that. I get that. But right. I guess that goes back to my thinking with the Heat and why I'm a little frustrated with where they're at in general is, okay, if that is the case and you feel like Tyler Hero is talented and you think that he is mm-hmm. an all-star, which he proved himself to be this year,
yep.
why don't you go and get him some actual second option, which is the same, literally the same frustration every Heat fan had a year prior with Jimmy, which is, hey, he very clearly needs a wingman here to help him with some offensive spark because Bam is going to be there and he's going to fill in his 15-10, do all the amazing things on defense. There'll be games and matchups like there have been in the Bucks series or the Celtics series where he can carve you up. But we know because so much is asked of him defensively, he's not going to always be that guy that they're going to go to and say, hey, Bam, go get the buckets for us. Right. So that's been the frustration, is the same things we were saying about Jimmy a couple years back. Now Tyler's in that seat, and their thought process is, we'll give up Hawkes and Terry and Wiggins. And it's like, man, are you guys ever going to really make a push to get actual real help? And it always just feels like they're too scared to jump off the ledge to give these guys that move because they always feel like there's a discount move, Leroy, that's going to be kind of as good. We'll get Victor Oladipo on our terms.
Right.
We'll mm-hmm. get Terry Rozier. He'll be like Damian Lillard. Right. So
I got you.
I just think from my standpoint, I'll hear out that Tyler Hero was in a bad spot this year. How about you help him out and put him in a better spot? Nah, we're not going to do that.
Mm-hmm. So, and the other thing I have is I always felt that they were reluctant to put more players behind Jimmy or around Jimmy because Jimmy would then do less. Right? It never seemed like a situation where he was, you know, clamoring for help. He wanted his money. And if you would have got him more players around him without getting his money, it would have been the same situation.
I think that's a convenient thing to say now. But
no,
like,
I think
it's a convenient thing to say now. I get it. I don't like the way that Jimmy handled the end of it. But let's talk about Jimmy off the Denver run and, you know, the mishandling of everything. I get it. Joe Cronin was a rat bastard. But even the Heat went about that summer with arrogance where they could have right. done
they
more.
Just did whatever they had to do to get that
right, and they just
that
can't.
Little push
and,
for a couple of years.
And that's the frustrating thing. That's the thing that I think people are getting tired of. You
yeah,
know,
I get it.
This was John Gambadoro's tweet on Barry Jackson's story, and he was on the Phoenix side of a lot of the reporting. He said, yes, basically the Miami offer was junk. Nowhere, no Jokic, only one draft pick, and the players they nor the Suns wanted. Garbage. Miami was never really serious. They just pretend to be to appease their fan base.
I could see that, but you have to know that people like us and the fans are smart enough to know the validity of that deal.
I don't right? know. I think so, the fans
so
feel
doesn't,
like...
Does that not backfire on them if they're just trying to appease the fans?
I think, yeah, eventually yeah. I think the fans get tired of it for sure. Like, and right. I think you're not going to be able to spin the we like our team, we like this, all that type of stuff. Not, you know, that whole explanation.
Not after last year.
You can do that after the finals. You can't do that after back-to-back gentlemen's back-to-back years where you win one playoff game over two playoff series. You can't do that.
Right.
You can't do it.
My other question is the whole problem is now there's really no players available except the guys that you kind of have to convince yourself to want.
Yeah.
And so with that, do you think the Heat, seeing the way this went, are going to be more receptive to, say, a different player or another player?
How could you? Because it's like, look, Kevin Durant's old, but he's about as stable an offensive force as it gets. So, as far as, like, the least amount of warts, like, if a Ja Morant became available... If a Zion became available, they're going to go into those thinking, oh, let's throw them the most dog bleep offer we can, and hopefully they say yes.
Yeah.
And it's like...
I would take Zion over Ja.
Sure, but like, it doesn't matter. Whoever it is, they're gonna justify themselves. Like, we're going to do it on our terms. We're going to do it. And it's like, all right. Well,
Your terms aren't getting it done.
Your terms are not getting it done. They're never getting it done. And then so like, it's even a joke to think like, oh, what if Giannis actually became available? What if Luka actually didn't sign his extension? Do you actually trust them to get it done? How could you?
Right.
How could you?
When you see the landscape of the NBA, if a team really wants a player, they're willing to do whatever it takes to get them. I don't know, and I would say this. I don't know or understand. I'm trying to figure out, let me put it that way, how committed that the Heat have been to these players who everybody else says had interest in Miami, right? What if the Heat weren't that into it? We forget that aspect of it, that they maybe said, he's on a different path than where we are.
Well, I mean, there could be leaks, though. Like, see, that's the thing when it comes back to what Gambadoro is tweeting and saying, well, they're just doing it to appease their fan base. Like, if they're doing it to that and to see basically, like, can I get a deal that's really, really bargainy to get this done? Because the Spurs, they came out, threw cold water on it. They basically said it was out there in the ether that the Spurs didn't want. The Heat did this back with Harden when Harden was like getting moved, and they said, we're not going after James Harden anymore. Like, they leaked it out there that it wasn't out there. So no, I think that they were just hopeful that, oh man, this is actually gonna get done because these idiots can't get anything better. It's like, yeah, but even like the lowest Houston offer is better than your lowest offer. Like, you got to sweeten the pot somewhat.
Well, here's the problem. The Heat, and I say this, the three teams that were vying for KD services, they probably had a trade proposal early on, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Suns took those four trade proposals and decided who to continue to work with based on that.
Maybe.
There was not a whole lot of back and forth.
Maybe.
And so the Heat have to understand that if they put that BS trade out there, that the team's going to say, no thank you. We won't even negotiate with you. We won't even talk to you. And I think that's what gets lost. This has happened a number of times.
And the thing is, like, wherever they go, like, let's just say they run it back and they bring back the team that they have, including re-signing Davion Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, well then, if you're going to hold on to these guys in Nikola Jovic, who's coming into the final year of his deal, extension eligible, and Kalel, who had a very exciting rookie season. I understand why you don't want to part with these guys, but then can we start putting these guys in the best position to succeed?
Right.
And not act like there's a reluctance to get to until, because both those guys basically didn't get to play until there was injuries and no options. That's basically what happened. Like, their coach had to get backed into a corner to want to play it. So can we make it seem like we're actually going to get these guys in positions to succeed, let them play through their warts, and they're going to be actual development, and not like our coach is being forced to eat his vegetables playing them. So I don't know. I just think that it needs to be more of a through line, that the organization that prides itself on continuity and everybody having the same thing, it just feels like they're all scattered. The only thing I trust is, like, look, whatever happens on Wednesday with the draft, man, I know Adam Simon's got it locked down. That dude's got an eye for talent because he's done a very good job at drafting guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know that. But then it's like, all right, how are they going to harbor all of that and get the best out of those guys? And, like, what's the path right now? Because it just feels so middling. Like, they really do feel basically like the Chicago Bulls right now. Like, there's no different other than they beat the Chicago Bulls in the play-in. Like, this is where they're at. They're just kind of like just floating around. Hey, you guys remember Jordan? 6 rings. Yeah. Take a break. Back with more for this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. AJ Greer of your two-time Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers will be at Palm Beach Autographs in Wellington this Saturday. And this week on Thursday, we're going to give away a ticket for you to have a meet and greet and an autograph with him. Just keep listening to our show for details on how you could win. Palm Beach Autographs is located at the mall at Wellington Green in Wellington. Frog Boy.
Yeah.
You had yourself a time at the parade yesterday. You indulged in fish bowls?
What?
He said he had a half a fish bowl. Isn't that like a shareable?
It is 2 to 3 people.
Oh,
you'd say 75.
That you tried to.
What's in a fish bowl?
Whatever you want.
Whatever
your heart desires.
Dreams. Really? Like, you can pick whatever.
It's like a jungle juice type situation.
They got all kinds of mixes there at Lulu's.
Mine looked like that, to be honest.
Yeah, that's what his looked like. It was.
So wait.
Did this shark have a shot?
Oh, you were carrying that around?
Let's not get bogged down on what is in or not in a fishbowl. We got to get to Marcos's double dip.
Excuse me? You double dipped the chip.
Double dipped? What are you talking about?
You dipped the chip. You took a bite. And you dipped again.
Marcos would have finished the fishbowl if it was filled with chicken nuggets.
McNuggets? McNugget Bowl?
What do you got in the double dip, Marcos, here today?
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm positive my Marconi is in the mail.
Oh, my God.
Yesterday, some people have said Marcos carry the parade. My favorite part was Marcos. I'm almost positive people may have said
that. Wow. You know what? I feel like I did hear that.
People have said that. People have said that for sure. So now I'm going to count down the top five best moments from the parade that also included Frog Boy. Now, because unfortunately there was like, you know, a lot of cell phones in the area. When we were live broadcasting, the footage that I was attempting to put out there came out a little bit blurry. So what I was able to do was prepare for you guys a bit of a montage, if you will, of all the sights that I was able to see right there on the railing. So I'm going to play that while I give you guys the top five double dip. I'm going to leave that muted, though, in case there's any extracurricular things I may have been saying.
A lot of bad language.
But this is the Sights and Sounds. If you have an opportunity to turn into our Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM on YouTube and Twitch. Let's get started with number five, shall we? As I began the parade, of course, there was, as any parade, a lot of first responders in the beginning. In which, you know, of course, you always got to show love to your first responders. But leave it to Frog Boy, of course, to somehow make a joke about the first responders being the first people in the parade. I do this sometimes whenever I'm at the comedy club. It's what we like to call a cheap pop.
Here, I'm still trying to make out if there's any players. I don't think so as of yet, but as you guys are mentioning, we got a lot of police and first responders who are beginning this thing, and you know, that's always like a cheap pop. You know, anytime I'm at the comedy club and I'm bailing,
cheap pop.
I always say one time for our troops, and that always works. But one time for our reigning champs. I believe the buses are getting towards us now.
Wow.
Always a cheap pop.
Always a cheap pop.
One time for our troops.
There's
first responders. Rat King came up. He was signing autographs there. It was very, very, like, it really felt like you were one with the team there.
It was goosies. I would
say they are an enjoyable group of guys. We've never had a conversation with any one of them, whether it was a new guy, a past guy, even the guy they traded for Duclair. Like,
this man just getting a beer from Jesper Boqvist.
Very
humble.
Wait,
guys.
That's how he's walking down the.
I'm telling you, there's
a lot of shirtless Panthers. A lot of shirtless
the
Panthers.
The more that Leroy sees footage, the more I question if he even saw the parade.
Watch the parade.
Well, he did think that they started at the stage.
The television coverage
isn't
this.
I was watching the television coverage.
This is look at this out of the Stanley Cup here, just kind of pouring out. Come on.
Now everybody, all those people could say, I drank out of the Stanley Cup.
Yep.
Coming in at number four was something that you may have thought that I wrote the night before because of how good it was.
Oh my God.
But this was a line delivered by me. I want you to listen to this one.
During our broadcast today, as we got Tobin, Solana, and Hockman here with you from Lulu's Bait Shack, we got our boy, Frog Boy, boots on the ground right now as he is live from the streets as we got him out there roving around, talking to Panthers fans, seeing who's out there. Frog Boy, how are you?
Excellent, bro. I'm surrounded by Panthers fans. How can I not be excellent right now, gentlemen? As you can see, it is much different than last year. Not a drop of rain. The only thing raining is the reigning champs.
Wow.
Come on.
Hey.
Are you serious? That's what we're waiting
for. That was a good line. I'll give it to him.
Come on, baby.
That's a point.
Come on, baby. That's good. That is good.
Hey. Why are you out there in these streets?
Yeah.
And trying to use your comedy club material out here?
Man, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. But I was more than a guy with funny little jokes here and there.
Look at your boy, Evan.
I also had champagne.
What would you send to the back-to-back champs?
I'm ready for the 3-peat. Let's go, dude.
Yeah. I think that's a testament we've had here. But look, since I have a gentleman here, would you do him the odds of popping this championship champagne, shake it up for me if possible? Give me an idea of what it takes
to be one of these Florida Panthers after another championship victory. Like, shake that thing up. And for the Panthers, baby!
Get in the spray, Marcos!
Do the Chris Bosh. Do the Chris Bosh.
So, wow.
As you can see, the vibes are high here. Look, bro, that champagne's yours. You can enjoy it. You can throw it away. You can share it with whoever you like, bro.
What?
I appreciate you, and enjoy the parade.
Thank you, brother.
There you go. It's Frog Boy Boots on the ground there. I mean, honestly, who else out here? I tell you one thing, Donovan Campbell's not going to give you a free bottle of champagne. Boots on the ground. You know what I'm talking about?
Come on. I'm giving out gifts now at this point?
You had to be the only reporter out there that actually had bottles of champagne. I was like, did you have bottles of champagne? Like,
yeah.
Listen, that's because Donovan Campbell's a professional. Well, not you. Yeah, you are a carnival barker.
I mean, well, I give the people.
There's no way. No. Donovan or Will Manso or Moser or Giselle. None of them are going to be having their own ABC liquors carrying around for like you were. I'm like, how many bottles of champagne did you bring?
Yeah, well, you know, I gave them the good stuff, of course. I have in the studio with me some Andre, you know, Andre is what we call it, you know, extra.
They
dry.
Don't call it. Please stop saying it.
Oh, Andre.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
What else do you got in the mix? In the double dip.
Two more in the double dip here. If you thought that champagne guy was belligerent and drunk, wait till you hear this champagne guy.
You got the Panther hat. How excited are you that the Panthers are back-to-back?
Hey, shout-out to Goldstein. Let's go home, baby, because we are back-to-back champs, baby. Yeah.
Would you mind popping this bottle of champagne for me?
Hey, Buckethead.
All you got to do
bucket.
Is
bucket.
Twist
bucket.
It up, baby. Shake bucket. It and twist it.
Is that how twist-off works?
Let's go!
Yeah!
Hey. Is that
Wait. Time out. Time out.
Yes.
We have hit a glitch in this whole thing.
What, where Solana makes sense with this twist?
You have twist off champagne?
Yeah.
Does that pop?
Yeah, it does. I mean, you saw it. Look, if I were to take this off.
Marcos, minus one to you.
Don't. You're too close to the board. Don't mess with it.
All right.
You're too close to the board.
All right.
Save it for another day.
All
see,
right.
That guy drink. Oh, that's some kind of dark beer.
Yeah, that's like a Guinness or something that he's got there. Give us one more here in the double dip there, Marcos.
Well, look, I'll shave this in half here so you don't have to listen. Just take my word for it. This is the most eloquent heckler we've ever come across.
Somebody get poured with a Carter Verhaeghe jersey next to you.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for being out here. I want everybody to know that Florida owns hockey. We've always owned hockey.
Yeah.
We just waited and gave you guys an opportunity. But right now, we're the kings of hockey. Tampa Bay did it. Now we did it. And we're going for the three-peat. That's just how
Let's
it is.
Go.
Three in a row, baby.
That was eloquently spoken.
I know.
Let me just say.
How eloquent was that
for a
parade?
You're like the best heckler I've ever had in life. It was really just
that guy was
really well spoken.
He was good.
Yeah, I do feel bad because I did set up the last guy though. I take full responsibility for this. I know Len probably didn't like this one.
I'm here live in front of the buses while we have a break here.
What do you have, buddy?
I'm gonna talk to the people. I'm gonna ask them the number one question everyone's thinking right now. What do you think about Kevin Durant getting traded to the Rockets?
Oh, I don't give a f- about. Oh,
okay, listen.
Why you gotta ask?
That's great. That was my fault.
That's great.
That was my fault.
Can I just say this? You went too far.
That was my fault.
You felt a little froggy.
Yep.
He always does.
What the hell did you think was gonna happen?
You took a page out of the Tobin handbook.
Yep.
That was definitely my fault.
Good job by you.
Hey, Tobes, what do you think about Kuminga though?
Don't ask me.
Want him. We're in a double dip.
Don't ask me about Kuminga right now.
Alright.
Tuesday's Kuminga Day. Take a break. Play a little All Right on No on the other side.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's play a little All Right on O to close this puppy out. My All Right, I'm going to go with Sam Bennett. Not only because he's the Conn Smythe winner, but he nailed his Conor McGregor impression. He seemed like the... You know, this entire week, I feel like he held, other than agreeing to an 8-year extension in a nightclub, I feel like he held himself together with the booze better than anybody else. I mean, I'm sure his agent didn't love it, but we all loved it because you totally agreed. I mean, no backsies. We can bring that to the Players Association. If you chant off an elbow room, that means you're a Panther for life.
Yeah. It's in the contract.
My oh no! I mean, it goes to the Heat. What are you know? What am I going to do? I have no Kevin Durant. No. I have no Damian Lillard. I have nothing. The only trade you've made me of consequence recently has been Terry Rozier for a first round pick. Inexplicably, you want to give the same amount of first round picks for Terry Rozier as you did for Kevin Durant? Make that make sense, Leroy?
You're all right. I don't know.
All right. My all right goes to Sophie Cunningham. She is the UD of the Indiana Fever. And if you mess with Caitlin Clark, you got to deal with her. I did a little searching. In high school, she was a field goal kicker. She played football. And she's a black belt. So... she's about that. And go look at some tape. She's been taking care of her business. My oh no, and I hate to pile on, but Miami Heat. Come on.
Oh no.
I mean, like, have serious conversations or don't have them at all. Right? Don't you look worse by offering what you did for KD. You might as well just say we don't want him.
Yeah, just back out.
And I would have respected that more. That being said, and even though you're my oh no, I'm hoping that there's something on the horizon. Cause you gotta have some kind of backup plan. Because that ain't it.
We know what it is.
That wasn't it.
Start putting together DeMar DeRozan's number 11.
No.
Start doing it. We get it. Jay Fink?
Wow.
Oh, Smithen. So my all right obviously goes to the team speeches. They had me cheesing and laughing the entire time. Even though I couldn't be there in person, I was front and center in my living room watching everything from the parade to the stage, by the way. And they deserve all the fun and shenanigans because they worked their butt off the entire season. So
Certainly.
Kudos to them. Also, Avril Lavigne, because you made, I want to say, middle school me very, very, very happy. And her vocals are still
top
on
notch.
Point. That microphone was on all the way. And my oh no, I don't really have one for the weekend because I had such a good weekend. But aside from the obvious, the Miami Heat, you know, I had to actively ignore my phone with all the KD news. But yeah, that's it.
All right. Froggy?
Oh no!
My all right goes to operations is what I'm going to say because the parade was pulled off well. Tyler from our promotions department did an excellent job of organizing things for us and making sure that we were taken care of. Lulu's also gets an all right from me because they did an excellent job of hosting our broadcast. And the actual broadcast team themselves, I think, hearing Hockman, Solana, and Tobin give you play-by-play of what was going on, but still allowing themselves to have fun. And of course, me. It was a great broadcast.
I also watched you guys, by the way. I was on my phone. Watching.
It went great. It was a fun time. And also, shout out to Solana for catching my GoPro.
Yeah, that was cool.
And shout out to the guy who threw it up there.
For sure.
Threw a dime.
So many good vibes there. So.
It was the vibes were high. The vibes were high. Also, shout out to my boy Sinbad. I saw him on the bridge, gave me a free shirt.
Oh.
Awesome. I cannot wait to get my hands on some merch because they're all so good.
Yeah, he was he was getting the fans on the way out. He's like, hey, you want a shirt? I was like, do I want a shirt?
He probably made some good money that day.
I think he did. Yeah. I think he did.
That and the people who were charging $100 to park in there.
Oh, for sure. One more oh no, by the way.
Yeah.
Love Island, USA.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
The eliminations, oh, no. From last night were absolute horse crap. Okay, ladies, how you eliminate Hannah, who had a very good thing going with Pepe. You eliminate Hannah.
Haters.
For what reason, I don't know. Iris,
so much for
no story. One seems to like her.
Oh.
Okay? I don't understand it. And I don't get it. But then Amaya, hey, 0-for-2. That's it. Once you're out, you're out. Hannah, she's been getting it on with Charlie and now Pepe. She's playing the game of Love Island. And for whatever
and
reason.
She's getting it on. She's getting it on.
She's getting it on.
What do you mean? What
and they eliminated Hannah for no good reason.
Wow.
Then on the guy's side, you guys eliminated Jeremiah, who's a dope. And wasn't nice what he did to Huda, okay? First of all, Huda shouldn't stick around. But the fact that she did, she wasn't eligible for cast off, fine. How this Austin got to stick around after nothing makes it. You lost out on Shelly to Ace, and now you don't like Amaya because she likes you too much. You know what? There's no pleasing you, Austin. It should have been Austin and Amaya. See ya. Obvious. Obvious send off. And instead, they send off Hannah, who had a great thing going with Pepe, and Jeremiah, who just got everything with Huda, but was starting to find the new girl. I think it's a lot. I forget her name.
Yeah.
Adriana, I think it is.
That's probably
whatever. It. He had another thing going, but you guys were Team Huda the entire way. Look, do I like the way that he treated Huda? No. But it's Love Island, okay? It's not Friend Island. And I'm sick of this place being treated like Friend Island.
I feel like they were both wrong in their own ways.
The point is, Jennifer, he didn't deserve to get kicked off more than Austin. Austin stinks. He's 0-for-2. My game is in Love Island. Once you're 0-for-2, it's time to head back to the dugout. No more. Okay? If you can't find it with the two people that you were with, that's on you.
And you say that even though Huda has been on the verge of being eliminated several times.
But she wasn't here, so she wasn't eligible. And Jeremiah, what happened was Ace doesn't like his ass, and so Ace is the little ringleader of everybody, and he convinced them to get rid of Jeremiah. I don't know. Yeah, he's a weasel. Him and that Nick. Oh my God! Look, you go out there. You're a two pump chump,
and all of a sudden with Serena, and now you don't know if you like her that much. Oh, very convenient, Mr. Ass Clapper. All of a sudden, you're not into her.
That's exactly what dating is nowadays. The moment you start catching feelings, you know what? I don't really like you.
It's
and move on to the next.
He's a piece of work, this Nick. I can't stand him. A real bum. But nobody deserved to get dumped from the island less than Hannah. Hannah's loving island all over the place. She loves Charlie. She loves Pepe. That's how you love island. But she doesn't dump them like a bad habit like Nick does. What a double standard we have. I'm ashamed of you ladies. I can't believe that's how you went. Should have definitely been Austin and Amaya. And you know what? Disappointed. Casa Amor. And here's the other thing. Casa Amor is coming up. You're doing a Casa Amor without Hannah? Are you kidding me?
She would have been all over the place.
She would have been like a rabbit all over the place. And instead, here I'm stuck with boring-ass Huda and Amaya and Austin. Doesn't look good. I don't like her. She likes me too much. Hey, make up your mind, dude. Because Shelly, she didn't like you enough. Now Amaya likes you too much. I'm sorry, Goldilocks. You're looking for it to be just right? It's Love Island.
Welcome to the real world. They're sorry.
So silly. Anyway, that's our show for today. We'll talk to you, rascals.
I didn't even do my own no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. You know what? That's my own no, dude.
I'm sorry.
That's my own no. I can't believe this guy, man.
What do you think about Kevin Durant getting traded to the Rockets?
Oh, I don't give a f*** about it.
Okay.
Come and find me, motherfucker.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.